In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. After years spent in unfulfilling jobs, looking for something more, a woman named Bronnie Ware found herself working in palliative care. In her work, caring for people in the last weeks of life, she found that people would open up to her, sharing some of their deepest feelings with a remarkable vision that people have at the end of life. When she would ask if they had regrets or if they would do anything differently, she noticed that, among those who did, there were five things that kept coming up. She eventually put them into a book titled, The Top Five Regrets of the Dying. Now, one might expect this list to include regret over missed bucket list items, unpursued passions, or unrealized accomplishments. But these things aren't mentioned. Instead, the kinds of things people expressed were actually very modest things that are arguably available to everyone. The top five regrets she records are, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wished I'd had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I wish that I had let myself be happier. The common regrets reveal how people lamented not honoring their dreams, living for someone else's expectations, or not expressing themselves in order to keep the peace. People also regretted taking too much time in working and not enough and connecting with those people they cared about. Though this book came out a few years ago, it came to mind as I was thinking about Ash Wednesday, because on this day, we are called to think about our mortality. With the words, you are dust, and to dust you shall return, we're reminded that our time on earth is limited. And when we're faced with this reality, it can make us wonder, how do we make the most of life? How do we live authentically and spend our time and energy on things that matter? It seems that these concerns were close to Jesus' heart too, because he spoke to them quite often. In the passage from Matthew, which is part of his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talked about authenticity in worship, describing the habits of those who practice religion for appearances and made showy demonstrations of their offerings, fasting, and prayers. This example may be hard for us to resonate with, especially in an increasingly secular society, but what he described people doing in worship is not all that different from something that's voiced in the five regrets, namely, being other than oneself to gain acceptance and approval. Jesus called these people hypocrites, which we might think of as someone who intends to deceive. At the time, though, it didn't carry these negative connotations, but was associated with the Greek term for stage actor. Jesus uses this term to make a comparison between people who practice religion for show and actors whose job it is to put on another identity and become someone they're not for the duration of the play and hide who they really are under a mask. In speaking to the hypocritical behavior, I doubt that Jesus was trying to embarrass these people. I imagine his words were said with compassion for those who struggled in this way, trying to help them see it for what it was, knowing the profound unhappiness it brings, and that missed opportunity of getting to know what it means to be oneself before God and other people. Rather than wasting any more time on false identities, Jesus encourages his listeners to focus on those things that matter, things that aren't eaten away by moths and rust and can't be stolen, those things that have lasting value, or what he calls treasure in heaven. So with all of this in mind, how do we live authentically and invest ourselves in those things that truly matter? Asking ourselves these questions and considering how we want to spend our time on earth might inspire us to make different choices and to live more intentionally. But even still, the reality is that that's not an easy thing to do. We balance these hopes against life's demands. Life is busy. Life goes by fast. Sometimes we feel like our choices are not our own. Sometimes we feel like we have to be other than who we are to gain acceptance or to be loved. We navigate all that life hands us in real time, doing what we can. But there are real challenges that can make it hard to live the way we'd like. The truth is that we live in a tension. On the one hand, having more agency than we may give ourselves credit, and on the other, not being fully in control of our circumstance. And it's within this tension that we try to understand what it means to live life without pretense and to invest ourselves in things that matter. Jesus does not deny any of this. He doesn't offer an escape for the pain or difficulty of life, but he does offer a new lens through which we can look at life while we're in it. It's almost like being given X-ray vision or night vision goggles, where one can only see so much in plain sight, but then gains a whole new dimension of perspective when putting them on, seeing things that weren't visible before. Through the vision that Jesus gives, we see the world through the lenses of eternity, which is to see the world on two levels. The world that will biodegrade and fade into dust, and the one that lasts forever. The way the world tells us to be, and who God tells us we are. Gaining this perspective helps us to do two modest things that are perhaps also the most important achievements in life. To come out from behind a carefully crafted self and risk simply being as we are, and to invest our time and energy in spiritually rich, non-material treasures, like the relationships and experiences that we can remember and tell fond stories of, ones that will bring us joy when we look back on our lives, and ones that we will carry with us into the next. Soon, we will be marked with ash, a reminder to us that we are dust and will return to dust. But remember also that we are being marked with a cross that tells us we are more than dust. It's a sign that speaks to our deeper identity, one that is etched in oil in our baptisms and one in ash today. One etched on our hearts when we turn to God and pray to see the world as God sees it. May this sign give us renewed vision and hope for what our lives can be. Amen.